thanks to the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park on the long-forgotten shores of the Aramanga Sea in southwestern Queensland, playing music washed in the muddy waters of the Mississippi and beyond. This is Sean Bindley's Blues with a Feeling.
G'day there, and welcome once again to Blues with a Feeling. This week, look out as I bring you new releases from Buddy Guy, whose new album The Blues Don't Lie is in stores now. It's the latest from Buddy since 2019's Grammy-winning The Blues Is Alive and Well, which was the follow-up to Buddy's 2016 Grammy winner Born to Play Guitar. You've already heard a couple of songs from the record in the last couple of weeks, and I'm thrilled to finally have the whole album to enjoy, and enjoy it we will in the weeks and months to come. New releases too from John Primer, Australia's Ray Beadle, and a song off his new Stacks of Blues record, and John Nemeth. And in an album feature I've been looking forward to for many months, I'm bringing you the late great Coco Taylor's last ever release, Old School. The Queen of the Blues had been away from the studio for a couple of years back in 2006 when the album was recorded. Some health problems had been slowing her down, it's fair to say, but the album was a real triumph for Coco, and I hope you'll settle in for what's going to be a great show as we celebrate her remarkable life in the blues. And so, as promised, to kick us off, here he is, Buddy Guy, sharing every one of his 86 years of living and loving the blues with us all.
Sick, that's the blues. If you lose give it all to me. Now you got the love, you got me spinning in a twirl. Now you got the love, you got me spinning in a twirl. Come on, baby, let me rock your world.
Shaky Sean on Blues with a Feeling. We'll be right back.
brag about you. Wanna get other ideas. Trying hard to express myself, 'cause that's the way I feel. That's what love will do for you. That's what love will make you do.
Shores of the Aramanga Sea. This is Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling. Thanks to the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park in southwestern Queensland.
John Nemeth's new record, Maybe the Last Time, has been recorded and released under a set of circumstances not generally associated with such joyous undertakings. You see, John had been diagnosed with a very large and scary tumour in his jawbone. It was benign, thankfully, but it still needed to be removed, and John was facing the very real possibility of being unable to return to singing and playing and making a living. And so, with that in mind, and with the surgery date approaching rapidly, John and a bunch of his musical mates spent a couple of days at Kid Anderson's Greaseland Studios putting down this wonderful album, sales of which are going to support John and his family in his recovery and the life that awaits. If you'd like to help out, johnnemeth.com is the place to go. Also in that set, Ray Beadle with guest singer Pat Powell on the Little Milton classic, That's What Love Will Make You Do. Ray's new album is called Stacks of Blues, and Chicago's own John Primer and You Got What I Want. John's latest is called Hard Times. Okay, time for this week's feature album, Coco Taylor's last ever release, Old School. Known as Coco from a child because she just loved chocolate, she was born on September 28, 1928 in Shelby County, Tennessee. A sharecropper's daughter, she moved with her husband to Chicago when she was in her early 20s, and a couple of years later began singing around the numerous bars and nightclubs that had made the Windy City the blues world's most vital and important city. And in 1962, she met Willie Dixon. She recorded a couple of songs in the next 2 years before Willie introduced her to the Chess Brothers, and she recorded Willie's song Wang Dang Doodle for their subsidiary label Checker, and it became a hit, reaching number 4 on the R&B charts, number 58 on the pop charts, and selling over 1 million copies. And the rest is pure blues legend, my friends. This is Blues with a Feeling, and here's to you, Coco Taylor.
Hey, y'all! Listen to me. I wanna tell you a thing or two. You can believe it or not, know what I'm talking about. Every word I say is true. You come home and love me, and then he's on his way. He like a dog with a bone. He don't want it, but he won't leave. man at home. No man at home. No man at home. No man at home. No man at home. Don't want it to talk. Don't have to be tall.
Belong. this is Billy Branch from Billy Branch and the Sons of Blues, and you're listening to Sean Bendley, Blues with a Feeling.
You look at me, it's a trap somewhere.
a pity.
Thank you.
need money, baby.
You're listening to Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling.
Thanks, as always, for tuning in or downloading the show. And please like and follow and comment at the Facebook page, Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling, so I can remind you about what's coming up in the show each week. And please share it with your music-loving friends. Hoping to chat with John Nemeth in the weeks to come, in fact, so stay tuned. And thanks from the bottom of my heart to the wonderful people at the Erromanga Motel and Caravan Park in southwest Queensland for keeping the show on air in its 29th year. I'm so happy to be back with you again this week as we celebrate the birthday of the late great Queen of the Blues, Coco Taylor. That was Money is the Name of the Game, and previous to that, Black Rats, Gonna Buy Me a Mule, and the album opener, Piece of Man. My feature album this week is Coco's final release, Old School, her ninth for Bruce Iglau's Alligator Records, with whom she signed in 1975 as one of the very first artists signed to the label and the very first woman in what was a very male-dominated blues scene at the time. I interviewed Bruce last year as the label celebrated 50 years in the blues business, and I thought it might be interesting to revisit with Bruce and his memories of the one and only Coco Taylor.
The Queen of the Blues? Coco was the fifth artist to record for Alligator. You know, she had had the one big hit on Chess Records, which was on Black Radio, which is, you know, I live in a pretty segregated country racially, and Black-oriented radio doesn't get heard a lot by white people, and vice versa. So she had had this one big hit, Wang Dang Doodle, on Black Radio that hardcore blues fans had heard, but it wasn't on rock and roll stations. And Coco, at the time I met her, Chess had been sold. Leonard Chess had died, and Coco was back to working a day job. She was cleaning houses. She was working as a housemaid, as she put it. You know, I spent hundreds of hours on my knees, and I wasn't praying. I was scrubbing the rich folks' floors. So I met her sitting in with Mighty Joe Young. And by then there was a Northside blues scene, and I used to hang out a lot at the Wise Fools Pub on Lincoln Avenue because they had blues four nights a week. And Joe, of course, I knew from Delmark. So Joe introduced me to Coco. And, of course, she had this huge roar of a voice and great stage presence. But off stage, she was actually rather shy. Mm. You know, she had the Coco the entertainer, and she had Coco the offstage person. And also, you know, she was embarrassed by the fact that she had very little formal education. She had had to drop out of school in third grade to work in the fields because her father was a sharecropper and he needed help. And then she took care of other people's kids and she cleaned houses down south, and then she met her future husband and they came north on the Greyhound bus. And of course, in the back of the bus because it was segregated, as she put it, 35 cents in a box of Ritz crackers. So they had nothing. And she went to work in a laundry and stayed on the couch of a relative who she knew in Chicago, and eventually got a job cleaning houses. It was years before she began making her way as a singer. She came to Chicago in 1951. Wang Dang Doodle, as I recall, was in 1966. She was well in her 30s when she recorded that, and it was only because Willie Dixon heard her sitting in with Howlin' Wolf and was very impressed and thought, you know, this woman has a voice that would sound great on records. And he brought her to Chess and produced all of her records. And they were great friends, I should say. So Coco was looking for a label, and she approached me.
Come on now. You ain't worth a good woman. Something good falling in your hand. Bruce Iglauer from Alligator Records in Chicago, and you're listening to Sean Dindley's Blues with a Feeling.
And I thought, well, you know, she's an outstanding singer, but does she have what it takes to get out there on the road? And I also was worried because I'm a non-musician. I know a few guitar chords. I can play dump, da dump, da dump, da dump on guitar, and that's about it. And I don't read music. And I thought, she's a stand-up singer. She doesn't play an instrument. Up to this point, I had instrument players who were also singers who were all my recording artists. So they could show the band what they wanted to hear. Coco couldn't. She didn't play an instrument either. So I was very scared because I was producing everything. I was very scared that I wasn't the right producer for a stand-up vocalist. But finally, if Coco said, would you book some dates for me? And that I could do. And I said, you know, do you have a band? And she called me up the next week and she said, I've got a band. I'm rehearsing them. Here's the personnel. I knew who some of them were. And I just made a down payment on a van. And I thought, this is a taken care of businesswoman. So I began booking her a little bit, and she did very well in this world of male guitar players. You know, as a stand-up singer, she just had so much presence and this huge voice, and she was getting across. And so I crossed my fingers and said, I guess I'm going to try recording a stand-up singer. And we made a record called I Got What It Takes, which is a record I'm very proud of, and it didn't do very well. It did just well enough maybe to break even. And I was discouraged, but I thought, we'll try one more time.
This is Sean Bindley's Blues with a Feeling, brought to you by the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park, smack dab in the middle of the red dirt plains of southwestern Queensland.
Remembering the incredible Coco Taylor this week by featuring for you the final album in her remarkable career. She was 78 at the time. The record Old School sounds just wonderful. The band's top-notch, as you'd expect, and with six of her own songs in the mix, Coco is full of fire and fury and fun. That was Bad Rooster, classic old blues, straight from the hen house to the table. And before that, Bad Avenue, Better Watch Your Step, and You Ain't Worth a Good Woman. Billy Branch's harp is just one part of this wonderful Chicago blues ensemble, with the righteous Chris Johnson, Coco's longtime guitar player, joined by former Muddy Waters Band guitarist Bob Margolin. Righto, it's that time of the week again, so we better get moving. This is Blues with a Feeling.
Suggested to her at some point that there were artists like Bo Diddley and Muddy Waters who were famous for songs about being a man. I'm a man, or manish boy. And I said to Coco, you should write an answer song. You should write a woman's blues song about a tough woman. And she called me up a few days later and said, come on down to my house, which was a bungalow on the south side. And she sang I'm a Woman to me in her living room, a cappella. And I thought, this is going to be a women's blues anthem. Mm. This is going to be a standard song for her and a song that people cover and a song that will carry her around the world. And we recorded it, and lo and behold, it was exactly that. It was filling a need, because women were moving into a different social status in the Western world at that time, which I was a strong supporter of. You know, I was raised by women. I thought the only thing that men could do better than women is maybe they could lift heavier objects. But otherwise, women could do anything men could do. So I was happy to have a woman's anthem on the label. And we recorded an album called The Earthshaker, and it, in fact, shook the earth. That was the one that did it for her. And that was when she began being called the Queen of the Blues. And Coco and I worked together, and I managed her. And for a while, we booked her, and then we got her a real booking agent, because I was always a lousy booking agent. And she stayed with Alligator for the next 35 years.
Wow.
We traveled. Coco, you know, struggled to read and write. So when she went overseas, she needed somebody to go with her as kind of a tour manager. And I often did that job. I was with her, you know, when she was in a terrible van wreck in Tennessee. You know, I stopped what I was doing and rushed down to be with her in the hospital. I was with her when she got so ill in Argentina with diverticulosis that she almost died. And I was with her when she did die in 2009. Coco and I were family. She said we went together like red beans and rice.
It
birthday, Coco Taylor, the subject of this week's Blues with a Feeling birthday feature album special, with her Alligator Records release, 2007's Grammy-nominated Old School. The hardest part of this show for me is knowing we're just about out of time, but you know how it goes. That's the aptly titled Hard Pill to Swallow there, and before that, All Your Love. That's to you, my friends, from Coco Taylor and me. You've been listening to Blues with a Feeling.
Alone.